Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Sierra. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Case reaches second base with a double. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Conway reaches second base with a double. Case scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Conway scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Al Benton now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fleming scores. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Sierra moves to third. Ross moves to second. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. K Case hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Conway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming juggles the ball. That's an error on Fleming. Greenberg moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0-for-1 in the game. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Macchioz moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Mullen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mullen. Macchioz scores. Ross goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Case strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross juggles the ball. That's an error on Ross. Onsmore pinch hits for Al Benton. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Kell now playing third base. Jimmy Outlaw now playing left field. Roy Cullenbine now playing first base. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to third. Richards moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Richards scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Case throws the ball into Conway, who tags Kell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wakefield scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Allie Reynolds. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Case hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hayes for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to second. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Hal White. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Sierra moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Felix Macchioz. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Edwards now playing right field. Pat Sierra now playing center field. Ken Keltner now playing third base. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. Lake moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Case takes first base on ball 4. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hoot Evers pinch hits for George Caster. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sierra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 9-5. Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. It's 9-6, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Joe Krakowsk is now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 4 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8, Indians. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Mullen moves to third. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.